All right, I'm being signaled to get started. I don't know where everyone is. Well, actually, I do. They're still out drinking. My name's Philip Theodore. I'm the presiding officer for today's final session, which will present a mock negotiation of some very important and frequently contentious terms that often arise in the context of a business combination transaction. I can think of no two more suited people to conduct this panel than Richard Kleiman and Joel Greenberg, who are up on the stage. Richard's a Silicon Valley-based partner in the Mergers and Acquisitions Group at Hogan Lovells. He heads Hogan's global technology practice, and he recently burnished his reputation by representing Walmart in its $16 billion acquisition of a minority interest in Flipkart, which is a very interesting Indian e-commerce company.
Majority interest.
Was it a majority interest? What did I say?
I'm sorry. Minority.
I'm sorry. No, actually, it was a majority interest. Our co-panelist is Joel Greenberg, who's a New York City-based senior counsel with Arnold & Porter. Joel has a very broad-based practice. He does a lot of M&A for strategics and financial sponsors, and he also does a bit of corporate finance. Among other accomplishments, he co-chairs the annual National Institute on Negotiating Business Acquisitions, which is sponsored by the ABA section of business law. If you have questions during this panel, please submit them electronically by scanning this form, which is on your table. If you used your cell phones during the break, please check to make sure that you turned off the ringer. If you did, that would have been a terrible waste of sipping time, but check the ringer. Be sure and join us after this panel concludes for another cocktail hour sponsored by our colleagues at Latham & Watkins. So I'm going to turn this over to Richard and Joel. Guys?
Well, thank you very much, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our last panel of the day, our bi-coastal simulated negotiation panel. This is the panel where we get into the nitty-gritty of drafting acquisition agreements. And, of course, there is nothing like a two-finger pour of Bushmills to keep things freewheeling and fast-moving. So thank you, Byron Egan. We should all raise a glass to Byron Egan for being such a gracious host and generous bartender. My name is Rick Kleiman, and I'm an M&A partner in the Silicon Valley office of Hogan Lovells. Joining me on the panel, as always today, is Joel Greenberg, senior counsel in the New York office of Arnold & Porter. And Joel and I have done this panel for many years now, but I would say, Joel, it's probably fair to say, never quite in a market like what we're seeing now. And part of our job today is to give you all of a sense of what's happening in the current M&A marketplace on both the strategic side and on the financial sponsor side. Conveniently enough, you may have seen this, those of you who subscribe to Law 360, but the Refinitiv league tables all the way through Q3 just came out yesterday. And they tell a story very similar to the story that we heard from the panel right before this, the energy panel. And suffice it to say, it's a challenging time for private equity sponsors, and it's a great time to be a cash flush strategic buyer. And we'll elaborate on that a little bit as we go through today. But before we get started today, I'd just like to get a brief sense of the audience in the room. So if you wouldn't mind, just by raising your hands, how many of you are actually law firm lawyers, just to get a sense? Well, it's a good number. How many of you are in-house corporate lawyers, if any? How many of you are in-house corp dev or corporate finance types? Zero. How many of you are investment bankers? How many of you are representatives of rep and warranty insurance carriers or brokers? And then finally, this may be an overlapping category, But how many of you are, or at least spend most of your time representing or advising private equity sponsors, PE sponsors?